Now, the female wing of Limerick Prison is the most overcrowded in the state. That is according to a report that was carried out 2 years ago, but which has only just been published. It's been seen by the Irish Examiner, and Anne Murphy has the story. Anne, thanks for joining us. Who carried out the report?
The report was carried out by the Prison Visiting Committee. Each of the country's prisons has a Prison Visiting Committee, which regularly visits the prisons and looks at a number of different avenues, including overcrowding, mental health issues, and just the provision of workshops and classes and education tools to inmates across the prison estate.
And do we know when it was given to the government and why it's only been published now?
The report, as it's the report that we are talking about right now, was, as you say, carried out in 2022 and provided to the government last year at some point. Each of the prison visiting committees submit their reports at different times, so we're not quite sure when each was submitted. But at the present time, Limerick Prison female wing is the most overcrowded as of now, because at the reason that's a concern right now is that when the report was carried out, there was great hopes that the situation at Limerick's female wing would improve, because there were plans for a new wing to be opened, a very modern replacement for the 1822 building that inmates were in at the time of the report being done. But the move was underway from last February 2023, and it was opened to great fanfare in October of last year by the Minister for Justice, Helen McEntee. And at the time, Minister McEntee said that the opening of the female wing marked an important step forward in increasing capacity across the prison estate and helps us build stronger, safer communities. And while it was true that it was increasing capacity at the prison, because there were just 28 previously for females in Limerick, there were now going to be 56. But as of Friday morning, there were 79 women in the new female wing in Limerick, and it was operating at 141%. So it's 41% over capacity, despite the great hopes that were there, for improvement in the situation at Limerick.
And in terms of the committee's report, Anne, what did it show at the time about conditions and about the impact for various appointments and various schemes that the prisoners might have been taking part in?
So basically, there was concern in particular in relation to mattresses on the floor of some of the cells. At the time that one of the visits, there was 157% bed capacity there. So there was 28 inmates supposed to be in the wing, but there was 44 female inmates there at the time of one of the visits. And this resulted in mattresses on the floor of some of the cells. The living conditions were described as appalling by the visiting committee, with a provision that this overcrowding needs to be eliminated as a matter of urgency and female inmates transferred to the new building as soon as possible. Now, the concern wasn't just noted by the visiting committee for Limerick. There was also concern in Clover Hill. There's triple occupancy cells in Clover Hill. There's very high rate of committals to Clover Hill because it's where a lot of inmates are sent on remand. And there was concern there that there was an increasing number of men sleeping on the mattresses in triple occupancy cells, meaning that there was four people sleeping in a cell meant for three people. And the Prison Visiting Committee for Clover Hill noted that it meant an increasing number of men sleeping on mattresses on the floor, with issues of privacy, toileting, anxiety and stress relating to the overcrowding conditions. And a number of the Prison Visiting Committees raised concerns about what would happen in a build-up of tension and discomfort among the inmates. Would that lead to difficulties in fighting between inmates, etc.?
Sure. Has the prison service said anything about what the findings were?
Not yet. They were just published on Friday on the government's website, the Department of Justice.
Okay, well, thank you very much indeed, Anne, for telling us all about that story. Irish Examiner journalist Anne Murphy.